the next step in military training could involve a Google Glass lookalike. The Office of Naval Research is developing a device to put into military goggles. Like Google's invention, it would let a sailor superimpose virtual information onto what he sees through his lens. For more, we turn to Peter Squire. He's the Program Manager for Human Performance Training and Education at the Office of Naval Research. Hi, Peter.
Hi, good morning.
So first of all, Peter, tell us about what you're developing. What does it look like?
So what we're developing with the glasses are really you can think of a pair of sunglasses, except this those type of glasses will then be able to augment what you would see in the real environment by injecting virtual objects. So if you think about on TV with sports broadcast now, they do the highlight the first down. So that's done with augmented reality. It's like providing that capability, but through glasses that will have a similar form factor to what you wear now, right? Just either sunglasses or your traditional glasses. It'll be much different than what you see with the Google Glass, where you have just a small little eyepiece that you're looking through. It'll be a full-fledged glasses that are worn.
And so what is it you're trying to accomplish from a mission standpoint with this kind of technology?
So the goal really of the glasses is just it's one piece of a larger system, which is to develop augmented reality capability. And for our purposes, is for training purposes. What we're looking to do is now to have a Marine go out into an area or environment and be able to create battlefield effects that they cannot see today in the training environment, say munitions, mortar rounds, landing. So they'll be out in that training environment going through, and now they'll be able to see where munitions are landing, whereas today they would just have to look at a tablet, and they'll be able to learn and make adjustments off of that, being able to really create a more realistic training environment than what they have today. That's the primary goal for what we're doing.
So we know the military uses other sorts of virtual reality, gaming and the like, in the training. How is this a departure from that? I mean, what will it allow you to do that you can't do now?
So most of it, you think about like the video games, first-person shooter type of effects, most of those have an individual sitting behind a laptop. This capability with augmented reality and with the glasses provides the individual to now move into the real environment. It's like bringing aviation simulators to the infantry, to the ground forces. So now it provides them to go into their element, just as the aircraft pilots can go into a simulated cockpit. Now a ground infantry force can go out into the real environment and train like they would when they go into their mission and be able to actually see and experience all of those effects, but them not actually have to be there. So it'll take them from behind a desktop and put them out into the field, which is something that cannot be done today.
So what is the technological tail for this? In other words, these glasses have to communicate with a server in some way. What's the rest of the system to support the glasses?
So there's a couple different components that comprise the augmented reality system. There's the computer. It's a wearable computer that you would put on your back that runs the simulation and all the software necessary to create, those virtual effects that a user would see. There is the head-worn display, the glasses themselves, which we're developing through in concert with some of the small businesses that we're funding. And then there is the actual tracking, which is very sophisticated and has taken a while to mature that we've helped develop over the past several years. That's the key enabler here, the secret sauce, if you will. It'll allow an individual to go out, and it knows where you are in the environment, and more importantly, it knows where you're looking. So whereas Google Glass today doesn't know where you're looking, right, or where you're oriented, and it just projects that same static image wherever you're looking, this capability with being able to track where somebody's looking at a high degree of fidelity allows the picture to change and the landscape to change depending on where they're looking. And it also enables that very precision so that when you move your head back and forth, that actual image that's injected doesn't jitter. Right now, most of the systems, when you're doing that movement, it moves a little bit as you're moving as well. So all of those components are the primary parts. In addition, we have some instructor support capabilities to help them set up the simulation to run it more smoothly. But it's pretty much that's the complete package.
So tell us more about the tracking, because that seems like something that if it's not done well, somebody can get dizzy or disoriented, or perhaps, you know, make a misstep because the distance isn't exactly how they see it in their glasses. How close are you to getting that tracking right?
Well, the tracking right now is done very, very well in an open area environment. It combines a variety of different sensors such as GPS, but it also, the key kind of ingredient is what's known as this visual landscape and visual odometry, but it's really landscape tracking. So it marks key landscape features in the environment, and it uses that visual information that it digests through a camera to know where that person is looking, coupled with the GPS and other information to really make sure that it is placing the virtual objects in the right environment. In addition, you know, we have terrain information, so if a tank, you can now imagine if a tank is moving in front of you, it knows what the terrain features are. So if there's hills, it'll go down. And if the hill is deep enough, you wouldn't see the tank anymore because it's gone down too far until it comes up and crests back over the hills. We have all that information to properly place it and make sure that we know where the person's looking and then able to put down those objects to make sure that that's what they're looking at and it knows the features that it makes sure that it knows how to move on that landscape.
We're speaking with Peter Squire. He's Program Manager for Human Performance Training and Education in the Office of Naval Research. And so what have you built into the system to make it robust, say, if you have 100 people wearing it in the same environment, and just to avoiding crosstalk and making sure there's enough bandwidth to keep the movement smooth and so forth, because you can't have lag time if someone turns their head and it takes 10 seconds for the picture to turn its head. So what about the bandwidth and multiple users in the same environment?
Right now, we haven't scaled up to having multiple users. We're right now just doing the demonstrations with just a single individual user and really trying to push down the cost for this. You know, the ground forces, you know, compared to aviation, need to have a lot of these systems, so they need to make sure that they're cost effective. And so we're really trying, again, to drive down the cost for, you know, the Google Glasses and other things so they would even be cost effective for, you know, a large group of numbers of folks. So that's one of the primary things that we're driving to show that low-cost capability that could be used with the system. But right now we're just doing the demonstrations with a single individual and making sure that they can maneuver around an environment and still be able to see all the effects and track it correctly to do a demonstration of the proof of concept.
So who were your partners in developing this, and what sort of expertise did they bring that complemented yours?
So we fund a couple of different folks for this. On the small business side, we have a couple of different efforts. They're developing the glasses that will be used within the augmented reality system. Those companies are Vuzix, SA Photonics, Physics Optics Corporation, POC. And then we have our primary vendors for the augmented reality system that we're developing, which is SRI International, Lockheed Martin, and UCF and Design Interactive. SRI has really been developing and leading the way with regards to these tracking systems and being able to accurately put objects in the real-world environment. Lockheed Martin has been key for the integration of those systems components with what the military uses today in terms of simulation. And UCF, the University of Central Florida, and Design Interactive are really looking at the training effectiveness. So we can develop this system, but what's the effect and benefit that it has on the warfighter?
And what about plans, if any, to incorporate it into helmets of different shapes, like, say, aviator helmets or ground troop helmets?
So we're focused on the ground troops, so it'll be right now the prototype that we've already developed is worn on a helmet. So you have cameras that are placed up there. You can actually bring down the visors through what they already have with their night vision goggles. You can just flip that down. We also have developed a binocular version, so when they're out there, just like when you're going bird watching, this gives you the capability where you can pull up binoculars and look through and see an augmented world. But the ideal form factor, again, that we're going for is to have sunglasses. So you're out there, you know, in a bright sunlit environment, you can just have those sunglasses on and see an augmented environment out in the landscape.
So when do Marines get to test this out?
So we've already done some demonstrations with Marines, a few Marines to date. Our final demonstrations will be next year, fiscal year 15. That will be the last year of this effort, at which point we hope it will transition within the Marine Corps for them to use within the training environment.
And so, yeah, so we're going to ask your timeline. Do you expect this to be operational, say, in the next 2 to 3 years?
I don't think I wouldn't expect the warfighters to see this showing up at their, you know, doorstep tomorrow or in the next year. I think we've done quite a bit to advance it to show it as a proof of concept. The acquisition of a system and, you know, all the other necessary elements that go into that will probably take a little bit longer to do and field the system. I would suspect maybe, you know, 3 years out, they may start seeing some initial deployment of them, or at least a contract for it kind of potentially coming out.